Seven.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Cheers. Welcome. My name is Sam Cusimano, and welcome to Electricity for Progress at the Highwire
Network. Yeah. Progress.
Today, I will be accompanied by my partner, Jeff Bachnum, a mysterious man behind the curtain. We will be taking you today on an adventure through alternative interfaces by using modified circuits as effect devices. We will present to you the differentiation between sounds from a dry source through a processed source. We will begin tonight with an open-faced metal distortion pedal. We will move into the Barbie karaoke machine, and we'll end the evening with the Apple distortion. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight, for enjoying the early summer, late spring. The Highwire Gallery is a glorious place. Thank you, Mr. Steven, for hosting this glorious show. Yay. And thank you all the artists for participating. To warm you all up, I will begin with a light beat on the chord monotrot. The chord monotrot is a three-part step sequencer based on analog circuits. It's a modern device. The concept is to bring people back to that light, low, retro feel.
Oh!
expiration. We will run the guitar signal into a Barbie karaoke machine. Now, you may have noticed that this Barbie karaoke machine has been modified slightly. Barbie karaoke machines are essentially a delay pedal. They have an echo circuit for karaoke. And the echo circuit gives you a nice delay effect. With the modifications I've added, we can control the rate of the delay, the amount of feedback, and as well, feedback throughout the entire circuit, creating lots of dynamics, lots of pulses, lots of tones. We will again be running the guitar through this device, but be warned, it takes on a life of its own. Thank you. One of the missions of Electricity for Progress is to show people things that they cannot necessarily see with their eyes. There are colors of light that surround us all the time. Our bodies emit them. You may have seen it in the Predator movies as he looks at people through lenses. We're constantly emitting colors of light that are slower and faster than our metabolic processes can handle. One of the things that I'm trying to show is that we can interface with electronics and see those colors and see those states. For the last piece of the evening, Jeff and I will interact with a series of four apples. The apples are attached to a synthesizer, commonly known as a crackle box, by the company Stein. In the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s, a operational amplifier was created for military use, which amplifies signals. It's extremely noisy, it's extremely lossy, and it has very dynamic properties with electromagnetism, which is light. Jeff, please. Jeff. The apples act as conduits, antennae. We as humans, as mammals, are extended bodies of salty water contained within a membrane. We resonate with electromagnetic energy that's all around us all the time, whether it be sunlight or radio waves in our pockets, or the vibrations that each other put out. This apple interface utilizes those properties and amplifies them. What's the evil score? Positions today. moves you, and you can feel it move through your body. It's just like being electrocuted without being directly interfacing with the current. You're interfacing with the vibrations of current. Thank you for experiencing my class.